I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a leading cause of vision loss in Americans 60 and older. To talk about macular degeneration research underway in South Carolina is Dr. Barb Rohr. She's a professor of ophthalmology and the Smart State Endowed Chair in Gene and Pharmaceutical Treatment of Retinal Degenerative Diseases at MUSC. Dr. Rohr, tell us about age-related macular degeneration.
It is the leading cause of blindness in the developed world, and it is a disease that affects the macula, which is the center of your retina, that you need to do high visual acuity tasks such as reading and writing.
How is this disorder diagnosed, and is it important to catch it early?
Early and intermediate age-related macular degeneration typically come without symptoms. So the patient will not know that he or she has the disease. And so it's important that starting, let's say, 50 or 60 years old, that we do frequent eye exams, dilated eye exams. And then the eye care physician or eye care specialist will then use an ophthalmoscope, which is basically a specialized lens, to look into the back of your eye and look for signs of age-related macular degeneration.
How is AMD typically treated?
For early age-related macular degeneration, we really don't have a treatment, and so we just recommend patients to come in regularly for an annual eye exam. For patients with intermediate AMD, the National Eye Institute has developed a so-called AREDS formula that's composed of minerals and vitamins essential for eye health, and we recommend patients to take that.
And that slows the disease down?
And that slows the progression of the disease. For advanced AMD, there's two types of advanced AMD, dry and wet. The dry disease develops slowly. The wet AMD comes on fast and progresses very quickly. The wet disease, which is based on invasion of blood vessels into the eye, since these blood vessels require vascular endothelial growth factor as a promoting factor, we can utilize anti-VEGF therapeutics to reduce or slow down the progression of the disease.
I understand, Dr. Rohr, you're involved in research related to the development of diagnostics and therapeutics for this disease.
Yes. So our lab has been interested in trying to understand how the complement system, which is part of your innate and adaptive immune system, plays a role in age-related macular degeneration. There's data from both animal models as well as patients that age-related macular degeneration involves an overactive immune system. So our collaborators and I, and that is researchers from both the Medical University of South Carolina as well as the University of Colorado, have developed a therapeutic that reduces this inflammatory response in the eye.
And what stage is this research?
We've patented the approach for using this therapeutic as both an injectable as well as a gene therapy, and research is underway to try and move this into the clinic.
You've been doing this research for a long time. What is it that motivates you and keeps you on track?
To me, translational science is fun. It's creative. It's inspiring. I get to ask new questions, discover new connections, and apply new tools, and hopefully be rewarded with the ability to contribute to future treatment for patients that I deeply care about.
Dr. Rohr, thanks for this information about research related to macular degeneration.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.